Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We get to begin our communion class with prayer.
Amen.
Dear Lord, I thank you for being with us, and I thank you for all the wonderful blessings you've done for us this week. Help us to go forward and do even greater works in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You know, God can take people and do great things. He can set things. When we set things in motion, they stay in motion. God, once we do what God gives us to do, He can build on that work.
You know, that's a natural law, too.
Yeah.
An object starts in motion will stay in motion.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Until the opposite force stops it. But just
Every miracle. What happens when people receive a miracle? They're blessed, and then they talk about it. And they share it with other people. Mm-hmm. And I thank God for that. It never ends. Last week we looked at the 10 spies and their evil report. And we'll pick up what we left off last week. This time we're in chapter 14.
What verse?
Verse 1. 14 and 1. Now they heard what the men said, they got that evil report. And this is what happened in verse 1. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night.
Oh, my God.
You know.
Vision head. They're talking about millions of people crying. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll, I know that's when God got real angry with them.
Yeah. And the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, would not that we had died in the land of Egypt, or with God we had died in this wilderness.
That's now, what they wanted, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. When they say it would, that means I wish. We wish that we would have just died in the wilderness.
Uh-huh. Or in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
They were wanting to go back to that bondage. Mm-hmm. You know, just like people getting saved now, sometimes they want to return to the bondage.
Mm-hmm.
Egypt was bondage. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to.
God gave them 40 years because they spent 40 days spying out the land. For every day He gave them a year.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to forget what you know, because they were trained by Egypt, they were groomed by Egypt, they were ruled by it, and they feared it. And they didn't let it go because they still feared it. And all the only thing they knew, the only heaven they knew, was the good food they ate in Egypt.
But you know what? They had an opportunity to change. Mm-hmm. They had God's presence there like never before. Mm-hmm. They had the cloud. They had they had things that they could see.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the same opportunity that Joshua and Caleb had.
Mm-hmm.
And they took advantage of their opportunity. Yeah. They came from the same Egypt. They came from the same, but they took opportunity of what was present there with them. The other ones, they didn't want to go no further. They just wanted to just enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Our generations is just like theirs. You have to see God by your faith. Otherwise, you'll still see the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't let go of it. Let's see. So they murmured. Verse 3. And wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword? That our wives and our children should be prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? Now that's far from God. Didn't bring them there. He brought them there to bless them. But they couldn't know Him. Because they were judging by the methods of Egypt.
You know what? First they was after Moses, now they after God Himself. They say, God did this. First it was Moses, and they was murmuring against Moses and Aaron. And now,
well, God told them directly what He was going to do. He was going to deliver them. They were going to have the promised land. He was going to take care of them. And I got to thinking, a lot of people read the Bible, and God tells them directly.
Yeah.
They don't do it. They don't believe it.
All the promises directly.
Mm-hmm.
All Christians believe in God, but very few believe God. And that's a gigantic difference.
Mm-hmm.
But the psalm said that they angered the God of heaven. they limited the God of heaven and that angered him. But if we're doing the same thing every day when we complain about high gas is, the utility bills, the carpet, it's the same thing, guys. It's the same.
It's just in a different format. It's just
it's the same thing.
It's the same, but I'm just saying they're doing it intelligently. You know, it's different.
Same, it's the same problem. And in their day, they're doing the same thing in their ways.
So we get the same result?
Yeah. He said,
Jesus.
He's, in verse 4, said, and they said one to another, let us make a captain, and let us return.
Captain, okay?
Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. They were still in faith. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord. Neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not.
Amen.
This is what the eye of faith will see. When you're in faith, you don't see giants. You don't see the enemy's advantage. You see their defeat because God is with you and you know him. But when people don't go on to know the Lord, then they listen to false witnesses or false prophets or false preachers, false teachers.
Well, don't you think that's kind of what's the majority that did it on what people do in the world now? Mm-hmm. The majority wins, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We said, let's take a vote on it. It was 10 of them saying that against 2.
I want to say something on this. The ratio is the same. You had 10 that were chosen of God to do this. They had every opportunity to make the right choice. They could have made the best choice faster than they made the worst, the doubtful choice. They decided of their own accord to see giants.
Well, they were walking by sight and not by faith.
Mm-hmm. And then they made the people sin.
Mm-hmm.
And they got so angry, they got mad. They wanted to stone Moses. And they wanted to go back to Egypt. They felt like God betrayed them. And the parallel, this is the first falling away.
Can you believe they wanted to go back to Egypt?
Mm-hmm. Yes, just like now. This is the first falling away. They were in Christ. They were in the Lord. They were delivered by the Lord. They saw his works. They experienced his love, his blessings.
Miracles.
And 10 times, this is not the first betrayal. This is the 10th one. They kept doing it, and they never repented. This is the first falling away, and the man of sin won't be revealed till there be a falling away first, which has happened. Today, people have apostatized. And the ratio, many are called, but few were chosen. In this case, 12 were called. And 2 were chosen. Because they... Look, let's go back and look at the order. We'll pick up... we'll do that in the next class. But the Lord chose the 12. But 2 of them were chosen. The Lord, he selected those. He called them. Had them in position. And they took the road of doubt instead of the road of faith. And now the Lord they kindled his anger. So Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them and searched the land, rent their clothes, and they spake unto all the company of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel ye not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us, their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not, but all the congregation bade stone them with stones. And the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before. The glory of the Lord.
That's what we were talking about, the glory of the Lord.
Before all the children of Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? Now you can get to know the Lord in this situation. Every word that he said, he read them in it. And it took Moses interceding to get him to not destroy the people. He was going to do it. And the Lord said to Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me? For all the signs which I have showed among them, I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they. And Moses said unto the Lord, then the Egyptians shall hear it, for thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them. And they will tell it to the inhabitants of the land, for they have heard that thou, Lord, art among this people. That thou, Lord, art seen face to face, and that the cloud standeth over them, and that thou goest before them by daytime in a pillar of a cloud, and in a pillar of fire by night. Now if thou shalt kill all this people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land which he sware unto them, therefore he has slain them in the wilderness. And now I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great, according as thou hast spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity.
Reminding of God of his character of long-suffering?
Yeah. and of great mercy, forgiveness, forgiving iniquity and transgression, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children until the third and fourth generation. And he said, pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people according unto the greatness of thy mercy. And as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt, even until now. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord.
Amen. Ooh, now, amen to that.
The Lord knew the people, and he also knew himself. That's why he prepared Moses to raise cows so that he could be an intercessor, a priest for them. Because he knew that he needed Moses to believe him in times like this. The Lord thinks of everything. He knew himself just like he knew them. So he prepared Moses to do this. And everybody he called, he prepares them. Sometimes you may have to intercede for people, so the Lord won't destroy. There's a sin to death, and there's a sin not unto death. But once he show you not to pray, then don't. But otherwise, believe God.
But it says when Moses came out of the, after he was went away and came back, that he was the meekest man on the face of the earth. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, when you're like that, you consider other people first. You're never number one when you're the meekest man.
You just mentioned another evaluation. He was the meekest of all the earth, and the Lord selected him to do this. He, you know, every time, if you notice, every time the Lord gives or sends or selects people, he selects the best. And Moses was the meekest man. You'll see evaluations when the Lord chooses people. Saul was the goodliest king. David, you know, he always chooses the best one. I will pick up that next time. If the Lord delay his return.
Amen.
And if not, we'll do it in heaven. You know, the Lord is, he has a fail-safe. And, you know, as you draw near to him, you'll see that he thinks of everything as you pay attention to him. And he was able to get the people into the Canaan land like he promised, but it just didn't go the way he wanted it to. All right, our communion. I love this these scriptures by Joseph Prince. He said, thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. It is for my healing, my spouse's healing, and my children's healing. Thank you that by your stripes, by the beatings you bore, by the lashes which fell on your back, yes, we are completely healed.
Amen.
I believe and I receive. He said, thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood. Your blood has brought me forgiveness and washed me from every sin. I thank you that your blood has made me righteous. We are made righteous. And as I drink, I celebrate and I partake of the inheritance of the righteous, which is preservation, healing, wholeness, and prosperity. Our victory is in Jesus. Our righteousness is of Jesus. He paid the whole price. And we can see the Lord as he is. And we need, and as we get to know him, this is what communion is all about. When we commune with him, we get to know him for ourselves.
Yeah,
and then when it's time to do something, we're on board. We can live on board with
That's
God.
Good.
And our confessions can help us, and we're unlimited that way. All right. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. Bless your people. Bless us all to go forward in you and make the best use of time in these last moments we have. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
All
right, good.